inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's time for pie. Apple pie, that is. In an earlier segment of Garden Talk, we touched on thinning apple trees for best production and taste. This week, we harvest those apples and consider planting new trees next spring. With me on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I think I asked this of you before, but how many apple trees are there in the Juneau area right now?
Oh, boy. Now, there's time for an apple census. I have no idea. I mean, I'll say conservatively a few hundred and more all the time. Certainly, I sell a whole bunch of them in the springtime. And I have gotten to visit some of them and gotten reports from people about how well or not so well they're doing and how much the bears love them in their neighborhoods.
Are there particular varieties that grow really, really good here in Southeast?
Well, it's particularly choosing the scab-resistant varieties. The yellow transparent is the one of the oldest. There's some here in town that are probably 100 years old. They're old Russian varieties. And then some of the new ones, which are scab-resistant because of our wet climate, Williams Pride, Wainucci Early, Pristine, are really good ones for here. Dolgo crab, it's a nice big crab, makes wonderful jelly. In fact, we're going to be picking those this week.
Is it harvest time for all of those varieties right now, or does it kind of depend on the variety? Is there kind of like a staggered harvest period?
Very much so, a staggered harvest period. So the yellow transparents are the earliest ones. And some years, again, depends on what kind of weather we have harvested some of those the last week or two of August, when they're still a little on the green side, but perfect for pies. And they very quickly turn yellow to very pale color and get mealy. So they need to be harvested quickly. Where there's some of these others I'm mentioning, I've got a couple out here, Lubst Queen, another old Russian variety, which is ripe now. We're about to pick them, turn them into pies and applesauce. Pristine and Williams Pride are a little later. It does give us more time, and we're finally having some sunshine for a change. So they're actually going to improve in flavor, too, because of that. So again, some years, I'll have some of the last of Williams Pride I'm harvesting in early October. That may likely happen here, just so long as my electric fence works and keeps the bears out.
What are some of the things that we can do after we harvest the apples that kind of extend the life of the tree and enhance their fruit bearing in further years?
When I'm in the tree, you know, whether my trees aren't too tall, but still I need a short ladder for picking the upper ones. I can look around in the tree and think, okay, I got to prune out some of these branches, partly for easier access for me to get in to pick the fruit. Also looking at spreading them out, opening them up with this weather, it's really obvious to see those apples which are on the south or the sunnier side of the tree are much better colored than those on the shadier side. So opening up the center of the tree to allow more light into the tree is really helpful. And then also, even once we have those trees all picked, and then hopefully I can turn off my electric fence, we can be thinking about bringing some seaweed in. We really don't want to do much for fertilizing this fall, but plan for fertilizing first thing in the springtime to improve nutrition for them. With the amount of rain we've had, you know, the soil has been rather well leached. Maybe folks have room for another tree or two, or maybe they haven't even gotten any trees yet. So this would be a time to be ordering trees for next year's planting.
Do they take a long time to arrive up here?
Depends on how they're shipped, of course. Normally, folks will ship them. I mean, then, as with other things, shipping is an expensive part of it if you're getting very large trees. I mean, I bring up shipping containers. But that's one of the issues. If they're leaving from nurseries in Washington and Oregon, normally it takes maybe a week to get here, and depending on how many trees, it's worth getting together with other folks to get a bunch of trees. Shipping isn't going to be that much more if they're making a box anyway at the nurseries. So that really helps. And looking at the catalogs, going online to see, again, looking for scab resistance, looking for early ripening. And that's what these trees that other folks in town have been experimenting on, so that there's lots of wonderful, tasty, scab-resistant varieties, but if they don't ripen until October down south, they're not going to ripen at all here. Making the right choice for variety really is important.
Should you order them now and have them shipped up and plant them right away, or should you order them now and have them shipped up late winter, early spring?
It's pretty rare that you'd find any that are ready for shipping now. Normally, the nurseries dig the trees out of their nursery, out of the soil, in late winter, like in February and March, and then they ready them for shipment. These were looking at bare root trees. Now, it's possible, yes, that there are trees that were potted last spring that might be available again, but their shipping costs are much higher. So those bare root trees are lightweight, and that's why they're normally only available in the spring. But getting ahead of the game, hard to say what the demand's going to be like next spring. Who knows what conditions are going to be like. So getting that order in is really helpful.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Sign up for the podcast or check out the archive of previous segments from this past spring and summer at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.